welcome back to it on a Monday. Good to have you here. Of course, Mondays mean that Professor Alan Sachs is here from the University of Texas Arlington. Professor, good morning. How are you?
Well, I feel really great. I understand that Tom Steyer is going to enter the Democratic primary for president.
I am so excited to hear that. I love Tom Steyer.
He's a climate change person, and he was a hedge fund manager and made a lot of his money in coal. And now he wants to make amends for it.
Well, I understand that. You know, I was just reading several articles about the two major glaciers in Greenland are growing and have been growing for 3 years. Now, this is something you don't hear in the mainstream news because, well, it wouldn't fit with Tom Steyer's agenda and that of many, many others. But not only are the glaciers growing in Greenland, they're also growing at Glacier National Park in Montana. And remember, there were signs there that said they were supposed to be gone by 2020. They're running a bit behind schedule.
And Beto O'Rourke is still around, and he wants to give more money to, guess what, public schools. Public schools are the problem. They're not the solution. He wants to give more money. More money.
Yeah. Anyhow, so here we are looking at glaciers that are growing. We're looking at Democrats that want to shackle, if you will, American citizens and the economy by forcing us to do a whole host of things that are unnecessary, frankly, to support global warming and global climate change initiatives and so forth. At some point, the people in Texas, people that you associate with, say, come on, it's hot in Texas. It's always been hot in Texas.
It's hot now, but you're right. It's been hot every summer I've been here.
Yeah, so what do you think the voters are feeling in Texas? I mean, the Democrats have this belief. Joe Biden, the newest poll shows Joe Biden is only trailing Donald Trump by 2 points in Texas. I'm like, yeah, good luck with that.
And also, I heard a big interview with Joe Biden. He's sorry for everything he did when he was a young senator, but his phrase is, come on, man, come on, man. Every other phrase is, come on, man. You know, I was Barack Obama's president, and he would not have chosen me if I was not clean in every way. Well, the media hasn't yet talked about, at least I haven't heard it very much, about his shenanigans or his son's shenanigans in China and the Ukraine in regard to money. But I guess President Obama's administration overlooked that.
Okay, so when you look at Joe Biden and you realize that he has all of these apologies and so forth, Professor, and he didn't perform particularly well when Kamala Harris came at him during the debates. Now, we know that was a set-up line. She had practiced and rehearsed that whole attack on Joe Biden, and she delivered it well. I'll give her that. But it was not like it was spontaneous. That was a canned attack.
It was. In fact, when she began to talk, I said, this is a real setup.
Yeah, total setup. But does Joe Biden survive this? He's currently still the leader. Kamala Harris, though, has cut into his lead dramatically. Bernie Sanders seems to be fading a bit. How do you size up the race right now?
I think Tom Steyer is going to take the whole thing. Tom Steyer is there. He's going to do it. And maybe he's going to choose Beto as his vice president.
No, de Blasio. It'll be Steyer de Blasio.
A little bit. But who knows with these Democrats? Somebody added up in the first debates all the money they wanted to spend. It was something like $57 trillion. But they haven't heard yet from Beto wanting to give more money for public education.
Yeah.
And for who knows what else is going to happen at the July 30th and 31st debates in Detroit.
Yeah, we'll have front row seats for that.
$100
million. Yeah, front row seats right here in Detroit, July 30 and 31. Don't miss it. Tell the boys and girls, gather around, one and all, young and old. Yeah, because if you're young, you're going to be paying money far into the future. If you're old, they're going to try to take everything they can before you go. And certainly, they'd like a 100% death tax because that would help them pay for these programs to foot the bill for 25 million illegal aliens coming into the country.
You know, when I want to ask the question of citizenship on the census, if I remember correctly, on some census questions, if you had the long questionnaire some years ago, they ask you how many toilets you had in your house. So if they can ask you that, they can't ask you if you're a citizen or not.
Well, it was on there until the year 2000. It came off in 2010. The scandal is not that the fact that they want to put it back on. The scandal is that Barack Obama's administration took the question off altogether. And you have to ask yourself, why did they do that?
Our military, by the way, is still decimated from what President Obama's administration did. Obama-Biden's administration, it's pretty clear now that Vice President Biden wants to run as a part of the Obama administration. And if that's true, they ought to raise all the issues that Obama overlooked or caused to happen in America, like a decimation of our armed forces.
Sure.
They spend a lot of money, no question about that. Maybe way too much money on a lot of programs, but a lot of it is because of what President Obama did to the country.
Right now, if I was going to wager on any of these candidates on the Democrat side coming out on top, I'm going to go with Elizabeth Warren. I think she's going to consolidate the radical leftist movement of free college and global climate change and Bernie Sanders. I think she's going to get the Bernie votes and her votes and consolidate that. Kamala Harris is a pretty good candidate. She's got some game, that's for sure. I think Joe Biden flails and then fades because I think the gaffe machine will catch up with him at some point. I don't think it's something he can overcome. And the far left members of his party have begun to turn on him. Who would you pick right now if you're going to put your dime on somebody?
I still think it'd be Kamala Harris.
All right. So you're with Harris. I'm with Warren.
She is mean and she's tough. And I think the public likes that.
But can she win a general election?
And she's an African-American woman. And she has a record in California. I spoke to a group of people yesterday at a very conservative church in Texas, and I mentioned I beat up on the public schools and the fact that the students ought to bear some of the responsibility for spending $50,000 a year or a semester at Yale or some of these fancy schools. And, oh, my gosh, did I get blistered, you know.
Well, yeah, here's what's being suggested.
That they're so wonderful. The nation needs them.
No, we don't.
And it just drove me nuts.
Here's the problem. We are going to be on the hook, if this ever comes to pass, to send kids to their dream school so they can pursue their dream degree. Even though the degree may be completely useless, it can be an art history degree that goes nowhere or a gender studies degree that goes nowhere. I mean, seriously.
My favorite thing is gender studies. I love that.
Yeah. Hey, let me study. Yep, that's a boy. That's a girl. Next question. I mean, do I get a degree for that? At any rate.
Years and years ago, a true story. Yep. When gender studies first came in, I put on my office door a photo of a beautiful woman, and I put above it gender studies. Oh, my gosh. Did I get clobbered as much by men as I did by women?
I think you should put it back.
25 years ago.
I think you should put it back up now. I mean,
I thought it was the funniest thing in the world. Gender studies.
Yeah.
By the way, there is no more humor on college campuses.
No, gosh, no. They're all a bunch of, you know.
I know. There's
teeth
no more
clenching,
humor.
You know, finger clenching. It's nonsense. Anyhow, Professor, always good to have you here. Always very entertaining. Professor Alan Sachs here. He's here on Mondays. Schedule it. Make sure you stop by. Professor, have a great week.
Thank you so much.
There you have it. Yeah, get that worthless gender studies degree so you can go be deeply in debt. Oh, but wait, you won't be in debt. I'll get to foot the bill. Other people's kids want fancy degrees from fancy schools, and they want me to pay for it. We'll be right back.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.
It feels like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.